Conversation 2.
So, Peter, we've talked about your success in learning English. Has that worked for you in other languages, too?
Actually, I thought about that question before, and I started studying Japanese a few years ago. I shouldn't say studying because I haven't studied so much, but for some reason my Japanese learning is very different from my English learning.
How is it different?
I've learned a little bit of Japanese. I've learned it through listening mostly, and having to speak, or, you know, helping myself in daily situations. I haven't been able to master enough kanji and Japanese symbols to be able to read it well, or to write it well at all. How about you?
Yeah, I learned Spanish in a similar way I learned English. And that is, I did study, but I didn't think of it as studying. It was fun for me to learn it. Once I reached a certain level, I went to Spain to practice, but with Japanese, I haven't reached that level yet. Somehow, I seem to have forgotten how to learn a language. It doesn't work anymore. I have been trying to learn Japanese for a few years, but I think my brain has just become lazy.
It's interesting. Maybe our brains tackle every language in a different way. I'm also finding out it's becoming more difficult, but maybe we're only getting older. And that's maybe one of the reasons.
Maybe so.
Do you think age matters, as you've said, for language learning?
I would like to say no, but I think there are different factors. When you're young, you learn faster. And I think especially because there's nothing else that's occupying your mind. You're just studying.
So age does matter.